This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. I hope all of you are well and your Monday is off to a great start. I hope your week is off to a great start. I am fresh off of a trip from Texas. I went to visit my dad for the 4th and I was there for about a week. And it's such a blessing because now when I travel, I can just take my work with me wherever I go. But y'all, your girl did not open her computer one time while I was there. And I freaking loved it. I didn't log on to social media. I wasn't creating anything or managing anything. And it just felt so good to disconnect completely. Sometimes I have FOMO and I feel like I should be doing something, right? Or looking at something online because this business sometimes feels like it requires my attention 24/7. But before I left, I made sure to get my priorities done and the rest was just the rest and it would be done in due time. As you go about your week this week, boo, hit the priorities first, and the rest is just the rest, and it will be done in due time. Don't stress yourself this week trying to overload your schedule and get stuff done. Just do what you need to do, and the rest will get done eventually. And if you have some time to just completely disconnect and not be on your computers, your work computers, your phones, or on social media, try and step away from that for a day or two. It's so much noise on all of these apps and so much content to take in every day, all day. Give yourself a break and give your brain a break also. That being said, I really do hope you have a beautiful week, boo. And if it's not going well, you can still make the choice to turn it around and make it a great one. Recently, I was a guest on the Bougie Boss Up podcast hosted by Kayla Simmons. Shout out to you, Kayla, if you are listening. And I was featured on the summer series that features high-performing women of color. And my episode is titled Speaking Your Way to Dreamville. I really, really enjoyed sitting down and chatting with Kayla. The video portion of the interview is up on her YouTube channel as well. And I just had such a great time talking with her. And I was so honored to be featured. I felt like a really important person. But Kayla asked me a question that I feel like doesn't get asked enough when it comes to those of you that are currently working a 9-to-5 and you're either planning to make a jump into entrepreneurship or you're just curious and want to know what your life would look like if that's something you ever wanted to do. Kayla asked, if you could give one tip to someone looking to make their own pivot into entrepreneurship, what would it be? And you guys know this time last year, I lost my job and dropped everything and decided to run my business, Slay Girl Slay, full time. And it's wild to think that it's been a year since I jumped off that scary cliff and decided to jump into entrepreneurship. This past year of living on my own terms and making my own rules and running this business has been insane. To be quite honest with you, it was hard. It has been really, really hard. But before I became a full-time entrepreneur, I was totally sipping the boss juice, right? Entrepreneurship is so glamorized in our society, and that's because We only see the good parts of working for yourself. We only see the good parts of adding additional streams of income. We only see the good parts of creating something and being able to make a living off of that thing that you created. We only see the good parts of creating your own schedule and not having anyone to answer to, right? But what we don't see is the astronomical amount of work that it takes to keep a business running every single day. What we don't see is the discipline it takes to keep building something that not everyone has bought into yet. What we don't see is the stress, the anxiety, loneliness, pressure, and sometimes sadness someone goes through just to say that they work for themselves, just to call themselves the boss. And I know not all of you are looking into being an entrepreneur, right? But I do know a vast majority of you are. And then there are some of you that have considered it. I have an influx of messages from people telling me about their dreams to run their own businesses and their dreams to turn their side hustles into their full-time gigs. And even if you really love your 9-to-5, some of you still want to start something on the side to bring in money. And while I am here to push you and tell you, yes, you can do absolutely everything you set your mind out to do. Yes, you can start and run a successful business. Yes, you can love your 9-to-5 and start bringing in additional income on the side. I am also here to tell you that it is hard, sis. There is a psychological price you have to pay to be an entrepreneur. There is a psychological price you have to pay to not just stick with jobs society provides for us, but to really go against the grain and do something different and facilitate income on your own terms. And I'm not saying that to scare you or to deter you from your dreams, but I have kept it real with y'all for the last, 100 and something episodes. And I will not stop now. Being an entrepreneur is tough, y'all. Building streams of income is not easy. And for the last year, it has been the most exhilarating, most terrifying, most rewarding, most exhausting experience. I think how we make money and how we work and where we work is changing right before our eyes. But what I've been noticing lately is a lot of people have these ideas of a dream life where they don't work at all. They don't dream of labor. They don't dream of working and just want to live a free life where they can do what they want to do and go where they want to go and have these passive streams of income set up where they don't have to do much and the money just comes right in. I've been in conversations where people say, I don't have a dream job because I don't dream of work. And if that's you, sis, I feel you from the deepest part of my soul. I'm with you. And I'm not knocking that lifestyle. If that's you, if that's the life you want, you have every right to seek out that type of life for yourself. Go for it. But what I also want you to understand is that to whom much is given, much is required, sis. I know we want to wake up every day and do all the things that bring us joy and not have to deal with any stress or drama or resistance from other people or other things. Or maybe it's just me, because I sure would love to be on somebody's beach every day with a margarita and the business is just making money on its own, right? But that's not my reality, sis. And that's not your reality. Those dreams you hold in your mind will not manifest themselves if you sit back every day and wait for them to come for you. If you hate getting up and working every day and the best part of your day is when the work is over and you're chilling out, no, the magic, the good stuff, your sauce comes from the hard work you put in, boo. And I'm not trying to be mean or rude to any of you that don't dream of working and you don't want to work, or you think that by having your own business or by starting several streams of income, you'll free up your life to do whatever you want to do every single day, all day. That's not my intention. But what I do want is for you to open up those big, beautiful eyes and recognize that anything you want in this life, you have to work for it. If you are looking to pivot into entrepreneurship, this journey is a hard one. The work sometimes feels like it will never end. A lot of people in your life won't understand what you're doing or why you're doing it. Decisions, good or bad, will fall on you. Your success is on you. Your results are on you. Making money is on you. Paying employees is on you. Customer satisfaction, it's on you. The ideas to keep your business fresh and exciting, it's all on you. And what I want to know is, are you okay with that? Social media makes entrepreneurship look very cushy, but are you okay with living a life of uncertainty, not really sure how the business is going to do each month, not having a lot of friends and family that support you, not having a bunch of time to be present with everybody because your business requires a lot from you? Are you okay with that? My tip for those of you looking to take that pivot is to recognize that this lifestyle will require a level of yourself that you have to rise and meet every day. It's a lifestyle that you have to work for. And I know the dream isn't to work, right? But the dream won't work unless you get off your butt and put the time in. And that is just a fact. We have talked about stepping into rooms and making people rise up to meet us where we are, right? To be bold and speak confidently about ourselves and not shrink when we may feel scared or intimidated. But what we have not talked about is how when we step into new seasons of our lives, or about to step into a new season, how the lives we want to live require a level of ourselves that we have to rise and meet every single day. What does that mean, Ash? That means whatever season of your life that you're in right now is requiring a level of yourself that you need to rise up and meet to get through that season. I am struggling through this new season of entrepreneurship because it's requiring parts of me that I am still learning, that I have not mastered, and I am still trying to get my footing. But every day, whether I want to work or not, whether I'm having a good day or not, whether I know what I'm doing or not, I must rise up and try to meet that level of what's required of me. What will being a full-time entrepreneur, a side hustle boss with a 9-to-5, or a person that manages several streams of income require from you? I can guarantee you one thing. It does not require you sitting back wishing you didn't have to do everything you have to do to get there, wishing it was easy, wishing for a life you don't have to work for. Hard work is necessary, sis. Whatever you want to be in life, entrepreneur or not, hard work is a given. There is no easy route. There are no shortcuts to your goals. You don't get big things in life without putting in some big work. Do you feel what I'm saying? You cannot live a fruitful life full of abundance if you aren't willing to sow some seeds to get there. But I believe whatever is on your heart to do, whether it's being an entrepreneur, a doctor, a lawyer, running a nonprofit, a teacher, an author, whatever it is, if God placed it on your heart to do it, it's meant to be there. It's there for a reason. And no matter what obstacle you may face, no matter what type of work you have to put in to get there, no matter what struggle you may have to endure, or for however long you may have to endure it, you must see it through and become who and what you want to become. In this life, the journey that you are on was not meant to be an easy one. The journey that I'm on was not meant to be easy. But I want more out of life, so I have to do more. And when you want more out of life, you have to do more too. And there is no easy way to do it. Yes, it will be hard, sis, but it will be necessary. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.